I appreciate that good singing tonight. How about you? Amen. Amen. That's pretty good stuff. Amen. Thank God I'm free. Thank God I'm free. What are you free from? Well, I'm free from the penalty of sin. The Bible said the wages of sin is death. Amen. I believe I'm living in that crowd who might not have to die. Amen. We may get raptured up out of this thing. And it'd suit me just fine and dandy if it was somewhere between the time I start preaching and the time I stop preaching. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but this world's getting to be a rough place. But I'm free from the penalty of sin. I'm as close right now to hell as I'll ever be. I couldn't die and go to hell if I wanted to. Amen. My salvation has a non-return policy, thank God. Amen. I'm free tonight, not only from the penalty of sin, but from the power of sin. Amen. We're living in a day where Christians seem powerless. They don't have power over their addictions. They don't have power over their emotions. They ain't got power over nothing because they don't pray about anything. Amen. Amen. But we can have power over sin. Amen. Hallelujah. And one day, we'll be free from the presence of sin. Amen? Won't that be good? Colossians chapter number 2 tonight. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Colossians chapter number 2. Preach just for a few minutes tonight. Out in the country, that means about an hour. Amen. Colossians chapter number 2. Let me read the text and I'll talk to you a minute. Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 1, where the Bible said, "For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and into all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ." Let's back up and look at the first part of verse 2. It's not what I'm preaching tonight, but it sure would be good to see in our Baptist churches and our Baptist circles that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love. Well, wouldn't that be good if God's people would just love each other? You know what a bunch of old drunks will do? They'll get drunk and say, "I love you, man." Amen. We ought to be able to come in this place tonight and say, "I love you," to one another and mean it with a godly love from our heart. Amen. If you don't love your brother, you ain't right with God. Amen. You just ain't right. That's just all there is to it. You just ain't right. Amen. Some of that good old-fashioned repentance might be in what you need to be doing tonight. In verse number 3, he's talking about Christ. He said, "In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I know a lot of people are against Hollywood movies, but somebody was telling me about that movie a while back, National Treasure, and they said it had a lot to do with Masonic stuff and symbols and all that. And I thought, I'm going to watch that. So we rented that movie. And it's all about treasure hunting and finding the treasure. And it did have a lot of Masonic background and meaning and all that stuff, and makes you wonder if it's really true. But I got to looking at the treasure, and they were willing to risk life and limb to find this great buried treasure that the Knights Order, or whatever they call it, had buried under a church in Washington, D.C. But anyway, they found that great treasure, and they made a big to-do over it, and they built a museum to display the treasure. And I thought, while I was watching that movie, I thought, "Oh, my soul, if they could see the treasure that is laid up for me," amen, "if they could see the treasure that the child of God possesses, not just in heaven, but now." Amen. Somebody said, "I'm going to sing and shout when I get to glory." And I'm going to sing and shout now because I'm going. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to wait till the rapture to rejoice. I've got a lot to rejoice in now. Amen. What do you got to rejoice about, preacher? I ain't in jail and I ought to be. I'm not divorced, and I ought to be. I'm not on drugs, and I ought to be. Amen. I'm glad tonight. I've got something to rejoice about. I have treasure in the Lord Jesus Christ now. For the last 3 weeks leading up to our youth rally, maybe 4 weeks, I have been bombarded with trouble. Not my trouble. I'm doing all right, far as I know. But the trouble of other people. We're living in a day when God's people are under attack. Our homes are under attack. Our finances are under attack. Our spirituality is under attack. I believe America is weaker spiritually right now than she has ever been. Amen. I know there's some good churches, and I know there's some great preachers, and God's still moving, and God's still working. But I'm afraid God's people have gotten so carnal that spiritually we are weak. And what I hear over and over and over in counseling, and not just here, but as I travel, preachers pick me up at the airport and I get in the car and automatically I can tell the temperature of the conversation. Brother, can I talk to you? And I'm like, oh boy. I mean, it's everywhere I go. I mean, it's just like the devil has us surrounded on every side and we're bowing. We're bowing at his mercy and saying, oh, please, Mr. Devil, don't kick us no more. Don't beat us no more. Hey, the Bible said, bless God, we are more than conquerors through him. Listen, I'm not fussing at you tonight, but I'm saying let's stop whining. Let's stop focusing on what is wrong, and let's focus on what is right. Let's not focus on what we don't have, but let's focus on what we do have tonight. Amen. Let's focus. We have many. Hey, man, the Bible said in Psalms to forget not his benefits. I know we have burdens, but on top of burdens, I've got benefits. I know we're bewildered, but on top of bewilderment, I've got benefits. I've got the blessings of God. I've got the promises of God. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to lean on them, and I'm going to cling to them. Yes. Amen. Some of you need to think about what you have in Christ Jesus tonight. We gripe way too much. I gripe too much. It's too hot. Or it's too cold. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, man, come on. Who was it? One of the preachers, maybe Brother Lee Davis, Lee Pointer on Saturday morning, talking about that missionary spent all those years in China without even seeing a convert. And we gripe and we complain and we gripe and we complain and we gripe and we complain. Let me give you some things tonight that you have. If you're saved, let me give you some things, just simple little thought tonight, give you some things that you have. You need to write these down somewhere. If you're a child of God, listen, you have your faith. Amen. You have your faith. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 5, Paul said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which first dwelt in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and am persuaded that in thee also. I'm glad that to me was dealt the measure of faith. I may lose my health, but they can't take my faith. Amen. You may vote me out of this church, but you can't vote out my faith. Amen. When all else is gone, I have my faith in God. Amen. The Bible said without faith it's impossible to please God. Listen, I don't know about you tonight, but I believe I'm serving a God who still can. Yes, sir. Y'all wake up tonight. Y'all should have drunk a Red Bull before you got here. Good night. Amen. I'm tired as any of you. But listen, man, we need to grasp on and hang on. You say, oh, my finances is bad, but my faith is good. My health is not what it ought to be, but my faith is good. I'm trusting God tonight. Amen. Amen. You know the answer for bad finances? Faith. You know the answer for bad relationship? Faith. You know the answer for bad health? Faith. When that little old lady sitting, she ain't a little old lady, I'm sorry, but when that young lady sitting right there was eat up with cancer from head to toe, you know what we did? We went to God together in faith. Hey, we didn't have any medical knowledge, Brother Paul, and they began to give all these terms and all that stuff. I didn't have a clue what they were talking about. All I knew was there was a broken-hearted husband, there was a broken-hearted mama, and there was a broken-hearted daddy, and all I knew to do was say, oh God, we got to have you. Lord, we need your hand to move in this situation. I'm glad I didn't have medical knowledge, but I'm glad I had faith. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I believe God heard my prayer. Amen. Have you got your faith tonight? Come on, talk to me a little bit. Have you got your faith? Use it. Amen. Use it. Put it to work. The thought hit me a few weeks ago, and praise God, some of these guys are starting to get jobs around here. That's a blessing. And it'd be on the prayer sheet every week, pray for so-and-so job, so-and-so job. I wonder how much they're praying. How much they're trusting God. Amen. I'm not praying. Oh, I got to be careful. No, I ain't. I'm not praying for God to give a job to a man who's not hunting one. Is that all right? But if I know you're serious and I know you're praying and I know you're filling out applications, I know I'm going to pray for you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Put your faith to work, man. Put your faith to work. That's my bow hanging on that deer stand right there. I was in Arkansas last year, and the place I stayed was a hunting lodge. That's where they put me up. The pastor said, preacher, we don't have a hotel real close. He said, but we have a hunting lodge. Would you mind? I said, nah. I said, I can tough it out. Can I bring my bow? He said, yeah. So we got up that morning, Stacy, and we got ready, and they was going to take us out to our deer stands on the four-wheeler, and I caught up my deer stand. That's my backpack over there. I got my backpack pulled up, and I got my bow pulled up, and got my little thing screwed in the tree, and I hung up my bow, and I sat down there and got all settled, and the sun's starting to come up, and I can see, and I looked down at my bow and I thought, what? Something don't look right. My quiver was at the house. There I am, sitting in the deer stand. I've got everything I need but my arrows. If the biggest buck in the world had have come by, all I could have done was went. I had no weapon to fight with, or you're listening to. I had to get the cell phone and call the guy. I said, I hated to even do it. I felt like a fool. I said, man, would you do me a favor? He said, what's that? I said, you bring me my arrows. Amen. That's the way we are as Christians. We've got our King James Bible. We know how to dress. We know how to act. We know how to talk. We know when to say amen. We know when to say hallelujah. We know when to say glory to God. We know when to let the tears flow. We know when to turn the emotions on. Hey, but we've left our arrows at the house. We need to pick our faith back up because we all have the measure of faith, and we need to put it to work again in our lives. Amen. Where's your faith at tonight? Where's your faith at? If you put your faith back to work, you'll quit whining. You'll quit complaining. Amen. You know what will cause you to stop praying for a lost loved one? You know what will cause you to stop praying? A lack of faith. Amen. But we all have faith if we're saved tonight. Just think, if you had faith enough to get you out of hell, that's a pretty big thing. Is it not? Matter of fact, I would say, Brother Charles, that's the biggest thing. Amen. I would. Amen. Now, Ashley, what God did in your body, that was supernatural. That was one of the most awesome things I've ever seen in my life. Amen. But it wasn't bigger than my salvation. That's right. And it wasn't bigger than your salvation. Amen. Amen. Had the miracle of salvation not come first, and then the cancer had killed her body, she'd have burnt in hell forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. But thank God, hey, thank God for the measure of faith He gave her to put in the Lord Jesus Christ, that no matter what the outcome of the cancer was, she was heaven bound with a hammer down, brother. Amen. Thank God for faith. Brother, that's a big thing when you got saved. Some of y'all have just gotten over it, I'm afraid. You sit there in church, you look just like a chicken pecking corn. Amen. It ought to still stir you up what God done for you, man. And listen, if He could take and save you from a devil's hell, what else is He capable of? Yeah. If He could keep you out of hell, reckon He'd give you a job? Yeah. If He'd keep you out of hell, reckon He'd fix your marriage? Yeah. If He'd keep you out of hell, you reckon He'd help your finances? If He'd keep you out of hell, you reckon He'd help with your health? Come on, what we got to do is practice our faith and use what God has given us. Yes, amen. 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 Thank God they can't take my faith away. Amen. Let me give you another. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, he gave me a faith that is unfeigned. In Matthew chapter number 7, verse 24, he gave me a foundation that is trustworthy. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a what? Anybody know? Upon a rock. I'm glad my foundation's not going anywhere. America is shaky tonight. Amen. I'm worried about the direction my country is going. I'm worried about this Obamacare. I'm worried about the Muslims taking over our country. Amen. Brother, we're in a mess, and I don't care which side of the aisle you believe in, whether you red or blue, a donkey or an elephant, I don't give a good rip what you are. But when we've got a commander-in-chief that won't place his hand over his heart when they place a flag, we got trouble. Amen. That crowd down there don't love America. They love money. They love power. They love position. Amen. I still love America. But I'm saying the foundation of our country is shaky right now. But I'm glad the foundation of my salvation is sure. Amen. I'm glad Jesus hadn't went and changed policy on me. Aren't you? I'm glad Jesus hadn't changed his mind and saying, you're right, you're not good enough to keep it. I'm going to revoke it. I'm glad he had never revoked my salvation. If I was him, I would have. Amen. But my foundation is sure. I'm standing on the solid rock. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Somebody ought to say amen right there. What's the worst thing that could happen to me? What's the worst thing that could happen to you? We die and go to heaven. I think it was D.L. Moody was leaving a meeting one night and a fella pulled a gun on him in the street. And D.L. Moody said, don't you threaten me with heaven, boy. Amen. Shoot, all you're going to do is make my life better. Amen. Woo, why? Because we're standing on a solid foundation, and that foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about what you have tonight. Amen. I'm glad my foundation wasn't in AIG. Or Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, whatever. I'm glad that wasn't my foundation. I'm glad my foundation. I hope you ain't trusting in Social Security. Amen. I hope you're not trusting. So I hope you're not trusting in a 401k. I hear they're in trouble. Amen. I'm trusting in Jesus Christ and nothing less. Amen. My foundation is sure tonight, and that is my foundation. I hope it's yours. Amen. If it's not, it can be before you leave here tonight. If you're not sure heaven to be your home, hey, we can show you how to do that. Easiest thing that you'll ever do in your life is give your heart to Jesus. Amen. Do you have the right foundation? Start weighing what I'm telling you you have against what you don't have. See which one comes out on top. Amen. Start weighing what I'm telling you you have tonight. You have faith. You may have let so much other stuff clutter up on top of it in your life that your faith is very weak. But you have faith if you'll use it. If you'll scrape the sin back off of it and get rid of the junk. Amen. Amen. If you'll get rid of the junk and get rid of the garbage. Hey, before they rebuilt the walls in Nehemiah's day, the Bible said they had to remove the rubbish. They had to take out some garbage. Your faith is still there if you're saved. You know why I think some preachers, and I, y'all forgive me, I don't want to be mean, but I call them recappers. Every year they have revival, everybody in their church gets saved again. We had 75 church members get saved. Ain't a 30 goes there. That 75, two of our deacons got saved. Now that may be so. Two of our deacons got saved. Pastor's wife got saved. No, I'm afraid in many cases, and it could be true, but in many cases, I'm afraid saved people allow so much of the world and so much sin in their life. You can get to the point where you don't feel saved. You can get to the point, if you're a child of God, the only way you know you're saved is because of what that book said right there. Y'all okay tonight? Amen. That faith is still there if you're saved. You may just have to push the junk back off of it. Try a little repentance. Repentance don't mean say, forgive me. It says, hey, I quit. We all right? That faith is still there, and it'll still work. It'll still, if it got the job done to get you saved, it'll get the job done to get you through whatever it is you're facing right now. I say this all the time. Sister Sheila called when they found the tumor behind Ashley's eye, and she said, I cannot do this. But she did. What got her through it? Her faith in God and nothing else. My foundation is trustworthy. I ain't got to worry about God changing on me. Amen. Somebody said, oh, if brother, if it don't go our way in November, this country's done with. I'm going to vote, do the best I can, and trust God. Yeah. Amen. That's what I'm resting on. And I'm not worried. He said, I am the Lord, and I change not. I'm not worrying about Him changing.
Amen.
Amen.
Right,
this crowd kills me. Oh, this word should be, oh, shut up.
Amen.
You know what the word should be? What it is.
Amen.
What it is. Some one guy told me one day on visitation, he said, I don't like the these and the thous. I don't want a Bible that reads like a newspaper. I want a Bible that reads like a Bible. Amen? Come on. A high school student told me one day that their literature, there you go. Their literature teacher, English teacher in high school told them that the reason that they changed the Bible was to make it easier to understand. They didn't change Shakespeare. Do you know what that liberal crowd would do if you changed Shakespeare? Hark. Hey, y'all. Amen. Me and Stacy could fix that right up, couldn't we, bro? Oh, that crowd would have a heart attack and die if you mess with Shakespeare. Oh, but just tear the Word of God all to pieces. Hey, let me tell you something. He said it's forever settled in heaven. You say you want in King James, boy, up one side and back down the other. Amen. I ain't one of them original boys neither. I ain't never seen one. Neither have they. I got a copy, though. Hallelujah. My foundation standeth sure. What would y'all get confused? I'm running rabbits tonight, I know. But would y'all get confused if I preached out of a different kind of Bible every week when I come in here? You know, I told y'all when I was in Louisiana, I went to the Pentecostal Preacher's Church, or non-denominational. I didn't preach there. He wanted to meet with me and the pastor. He came, heard me preach. And we helped him. We helped him with eternal security. We really did. He wanted to know, bro. We helped him. He said he stood up in his church that next Sunday and told him he'd been preaching a false doctrine. Wow. I didn't help him on tongues, but we walked in his office, and you could see where he had been studying. He had five different Bibles laid out open to the same passage. Is God that confusing? No, our foundation's sure. I don't need another one to check this one by. I don't need another one to help me understand this one. All I need is the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Y'all all right tonight? I got to kick it every now and then. Amen. I don't ride a hobby horse, but that's the Word of God. Amen. And my foundation, Jesus said He was the Word, and it standeth sure. Ain't nothing wrong with my foundation. Amen. This is my Bible. Amen. And I use it. It's not just something I bring to church.
Amen.
Amen. I use it.
Yes, sir.
If some of you men used your razor like you used your Bible, you'd look like Moses. But let me put it on your level. You'd look like ZZ Top. You'd have beards down to here. Amen. We all right? I'm excited tonight because I have my faith. I'm excited tonight because I have my foundation. Let me give you another one. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse number 24. Just some things that we have. The Bible said a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I have a friend that's true. I have a friend that's true, and his name's Jesus. Amen. And He's not going anywhere. Even when I have a bad day, He's not going anywhere. Even when I'm not doing right, He's not going anywhere. He's still the same one that said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He's still the one that said, lo, I am with thee always. Hallelujah. He's still my friend. He's the best friend I've ever had. Amen. And He's your friend tonight. You may just not be His. Amen. Some of y'all just want to be His buddy on Sunday. Y'all all right? You know what that is? That's an acquaintance. That's not a friend. Some of y'all are friends on you. Facebook. Whatever it is. Some of y'all friends. And you know what you do? Hey, your friends know more about what's going on in your life than God does. You put on there, I'm in a bad mood. Who cares? I'm in a good one. Don't talk to me. I have a headache. I mean, come on. Get a life. Amen. When you have friends, you're in constant communion and contact. You want your friends to know how you feel. You want your friends to know what's going on in your life. But you don't talk to Jesus but three times a week. Something's wrong. Amen. Is He a friend or an acquaintance? He's my friend. Amen. You know what? It dawned on me the other day. I remember after I first got saved, every time I'd get in the truck, go somewhere, I'd say a little prayer. Lord, watch over me. I'm going to town. There's a bunch of idiots between here and there. Hey, I pray like that's the way I pray. God, there's a bunch of, don't you punch your feet. Brother Freddie said, my guardian angel is on Prozac. Amen. I don't drive fast or nothing. I just don't watch where I'm going. I'm looking out under old barns to see if there's any old cars or, you know. Anyway, I'm doing the preaching tonight. I have a friend, it's true. I remembered. I thought about that the other day. I was in a hurry, jump in the truck and go somewhere. And the Holy Spirit just spoke to my heart and said, you used to pray before you drove. Yeah, I know it. I'm in a hurry. I'm backing out the driveway. Wide open case now. I said you used to pray before you drove. Yeah. I don't know, but there must have been a reason for that. Yeah. Lord, I'm on my way to town. There's a bunch of idiots between here and there. Yeah. Amen. You remember when you first got saved and you talked to Him about everything? Yeah. Yeah. Some of you young people, you ought to be talking to Him about that girl you like. Yeah. Yeah. Or that boy you like. Yeah. Come on. I wonder how many of you fasted and prayed over it. Yeah, this is about how fast you prayed. Oh, God, she's hot. She'll gain weight. Her hair will turn gray. Girls, he'll get fat. His big chest will be on his belt. And that hair that you just love to run your fingers through. You couldn't run your fingers through his hair, you'd have to buff it. I remember when he had an afro big as that. It wasn't that big, no. I'm just saying, you're letting your eyes lead you? You're letting your flesh lead you? Or are you talking to your friend about it? I ain't talking about your Facebook pals. I'm talking about your friend Jesus. Your friend that's true. Your friend that won't tell you what you want to hear, but your friend that'll tell you what you need to hear. You know what Christ Jesus may say? Leave that one alone. Amen. We all right? I wonder how many parents even pray about who their kids will marry. You know when I started praying for Ashley? Before we got her home from hospital. It freaked me out. I just knew I was having a boy. I just knew it. It's come out of girl. And on top of that, she had to be beautiful. And I held that little baby in my arms and it hit me, oh God, one day, some bald-headed man God, please send the right one. And I believe he did. With all my heart. I started praying for Levi the day he's born. God let him live till the day. Send the right girl his way. I prayed for that for them all their lives and Katie. Amen. We need to tell our friend about it. We have him. He's available. He's there.
Amen.
But we don't call on. No, we focus on what's wrong.
Amen.
Oh, I got to call the preacher. I don't mind you calling, but have you called him?
Right.
I got to call Brother Freddie. Brother Freddie will know what to do. He may not.
Yes.
We've had people come to us and Brother Charles, and we've sat down together and went, what do you tell him?
Yeah.
We've had, do you know we don't always have the answer? I've had people walk out of my office leaving me sitting there going, man, I ain't got a clue. You better learn how to talk to him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because what I don't know, I guarantee you he does.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You've got a friend.
Yes, sir.
These people that want to call on the phone, sit and yak for 35 minutes. I don't talk to nobody 30 minutes. My attention span ain't that long. I just called to shoot the breeze. Well, come by and see me. Amen. I wonder if you talk to God that much. I wonder if you talk to your real friend that much.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
I've got a friend.
Yes, sir.
When we as buddies running around, I got to hurry up and get through this. We as buddies running around, I wasn't always big like this. I wasn't with stats. I used to be skinny and little. Yeah. So I run around with some great big old boys. Like Scott Grantham and Terry Fennell. Oh, yeah, I had some big old friends. Amen. Made me feel a little bit more confident. I don't know. You get upside somebody real big, just makes you feel automatically. Come on, some of you little guys talk. Brother Ryan, ain't that right? You get around somebody 7 foot tall and 250 pounds. Yeah, bless God, mess with us. Reckon how I feel standing up next to Jesus. When the old devil comes, I just say.
Amen.
He's handling this for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
he's handling this for me. So I said, preacher, I'm battling this and I'm battling this. Won't you let your friend help you?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Why won't you let you? The Bible said we're more than conquerors through him. Won't you let him help you?
Yeah.
He'll fight your battles.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hmm. He fights the battle, but he lets us shout the victory.
Amen.
Ain't that good?
Yes,
amen. I have a faith that is unfeigned. I have a foundation that's trustworthy. I have a friend that's true. Look at this one. I'm going to quit in a second. Psalms 103 and verse number 3. The psalmist is talking about who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. Huh. I have a forgiveness that's for real. Somebody ought to get happy right there. You think about how wicked you were. Come on, how sorry you were.
Yeah.
Hey, you're looking at a man that took God's name in vain every other breath.
Yes,
amen.
Yes. Amen.
Sorry, no good. I hate to even say this out loud. But growing up, most of the bad stuff I did, you know where I did it? At church. Because that's the only place they ever went. We was there every time the doors open. I got in a fight. I got in a fight at church. Amen. I remember planning this out one night. I hid downstairs in the Sunday school room, in a dark Sunday school room, and I had one of my buddies get this other boy we was having words with one another, and I said, tell him y'all go to the bathroom. When he walks by the Sunday school room, just push him in. Can you believe God saved somebody like me? I'm talking about fist fighting in the house of God. I got buddies that are serving God tonight. I never did do the dope thing. I just was a dope, amen. I had buddies that sat in the back of the church and say, "Hey, you got a joint? They sell pot during church. They're saved and serving God." Where's Greg Godfrey? Say amen back there, brother. Greg said, "Huh? Don't leave me hanging out here all by myself." I remember that. My friends remember that. The boy that got pushed in the dark room remembers that. You know, when you were little, everybody's about the same size. Then you grow up and something happens. So other people grow and you don't. Brother Jay whooped me real good one day in school, at our Christian school, for fighting. And I whooped this boy pretty good. A few years ago, I was at the convenience store. And I was standing at the line. The boy tapped me on my shoulder. He said, "Eddie White?" And I said, "Yeah." I turned around. I said, "Oh, God." He said, "You don't remember me, do you?" I said, "Mm-mm." Amen. That's the thing about pastoring where you grew up. Everybody remembers everything. And I have to wonder if God's not going, "What are they talking about? Stacy is crazy. What is he talking about? I don't remember that."
Yeah, that's good.
Amen. Why? Because he not only forgave me, but he forgot it, friend.
Amen.
Amen. My wife may bring up my past. You may bring up my past. But God has never brought up my past. Why? Because my forgiveness is true.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm still forgiven.
Yes.
Thank God. How about you? Are you forgiven tonight? Come on, talk to me. Are your sins gone tonight? Are they buried in the sea of forgetfulness? Are they as far as the east is from the west? Are they behind God's back where we'll never see them again? Hey, shut up, quit whining, and rejoice a little bit about what you do have. Amen. Hallelujah. I've got my faith tonight, and I can still exercise it. Do you know they can put me in jail? They can take my Bible away from me. They can put chains on the doors of our church. They can't take our faith away.
Amen.
Some of the most faithful Christians I've ever met about were in jail cells.
Yep.
Amen. From the Bible on up through history.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
My foundation is trustworthy. I have a friend that is real. A friend that is true. I have a forgiveness that is real.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm glad I have a family to fellowship with.
Yeah.
I'm glad Do you ever wonder what lost people do when trouble comes in their lives? Brother Paul, I know it's probably bad to think this, but every time I pass a funeral home and they've got a name on the sign and ain't but four or five cars in the parking lot, it always pricks my heart and say, I bet that's lost people. Because
yeah.
They don't have no church family.
Yeah.
They don't have no church family. You know what's so great about this place? When trouble comes in somebody's lives, some of the best eating I ever had in my life when one of y'all was in trouble. When there was a death. Amen. Our ladies don't bring flowers to the hospital. They bring coolers. Amen. They bring baskets. When Levi was in that car wreck and was in a coma, they brought those big Rubbermaid tubs. I still got them. I could keep my deer hunting clothes in one of them. It's true. Thank God for a family.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know what I like best about family? I ain't got to put on no show with y'all.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I go some places and preach, and listen, I don't fake it for nobody, but some places I kind of got to watch what I say.
Yeah.
I kind of got to be careful because of where I'm at.
Yeah.
I get up north with them Yankees. They can't take it. Say amen, Sister Shelley. We've had her down here long enough. She's one of us. Amen. I get in those places. I get in some of those places where some of these camp meetings, and I don't go to as many of those as I used to. I just don't like the political mess. I can't stand it. Amen? But I'm glad I can come home to my family. You know what? I wouldn't go to a stranger's house, plop down on the couch, kick my shoes off, throw my feet on the coffee table. But I'd do it in front of you. Why? Because you're my family. I can come in if I don't feel good.
I don't have to fake it. I can just not feel good. Brother Freddie's been sick all day. He come in this morning, look like old drunk. He's having dizzy spells. He's sitting over there. I noticed he's just kind of swaying like that. I thought, Lord, don't let him fall over. Amen. But that's my family right there. Amen. You know what I did this afternoon? I was already ready to preach tonight. I went home, took a little nap. And I rolled out of bed and got down on my knees and said, God, Brother Freddie don't feel good. He's got a lot of work to do over in Alabama. Would you just touch him and help him? He's got a lot going on. Why? That's my family.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know what we do? We pray for our family.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
If somebody in your family is sick, you want to make sure, Brother Eddie, get them on the prayer line. Brother Eddie, get my family on the prayer line. Hey, this is your family.
Yes.
You know what? There's some folks in this church, you're closer to the people around here than you are your real family. Your real family's lost and out in the world and they're wicked. Amen. And you're closer to some of this crowd around here. Amen. I'm thinking God put that together. Aren't you glad? Well, why do you take it for granted? Why do you take it for granted? When your brother messes up, why do you talk about him? In a real family. In a real family. Say, me and Brother Freddie and Brother Charles were brothers. Spiritually, we are. Physically, me and Brother Charles is related by marriage. Now, I want you to think about it now. And you tell me what would happen in your family if we're brothers and we love each other and we're a tight family. If Brother Charles, gets a DUI. Just an illustration. I would never worry about that happening. But if me and Brother Charles and Brother Freddie are brothers and we love each other, and our big brother, who we admire and respect, he's our big brother, he gets a DUI, the last thing we're going to do is post that on our Facebook.
Amen.
Am I right? Why? That's our big brother.
Amen.
And I tell you what, if you start running your mouth about him, for making a mistake, because we're brothers and we're tight and we love each other, we're going to get on you.
Yeah.
Amen. My little sister, when we was in school, I loved my little sister with all my heart. I was mean to her. I'd hold her down the nose in the floor and flip her on the nose till she screamed, till mama come got me. Anyway, but we was in school, she was chunky. She was overweight. I call her fatty all the time. I did. I used to call her big time and did all kind of things and hurt her feelings. But boy, if somebody at school did that, it was on.
Yeah.
I'd find a tree limb, beat the fool out of somebody. Why? That's my family.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We all right tonight?
Yeah.
Let's not take the family God gave us for granted.
Amen.
Oh, we make fun of each other all the time. I know that's different. Amen.
Yeah.
But when we say things that are hurtful, we say things that do harm.
Yes.
We're hurting the family that God gave us.
Right.
When we're airing each other's dirty laundry,
yeah. Go ahead, preacher.
And putting it on the internet for millions to see. I heard a statement. I was watching the news the other day. It's about something that Barack Obama said, and they've recently deleted part of it so it didn't look so bad. He was talking about his Muslim faith. Now they've got it fixed where it says Christian faith. But here's what the news writer said on the news. He said, anybody that knows computers very well know that once it's out there, you cannot get it back. And he pulled it up. Once it's out there, we can't get it back. And it's our family. Amen. I'm thankful for the family God gave me.
Amen.
I don't take it for granted when you hug my neck and say, preacher, I love you.
Amen.
I love you too.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you're here. Amen.
Amen.
I love them all, every shape, every color, every size,
Amen.
Every personality. I like them all.
Amen.
Amen. Why? God gave you to me, and God gave me to you, and God gave you to each other. We're family. Amen. I'm talking about what we have. What we have. Just think about it. Brother Robbie was talking about his past, and he has one. I do too. But his past, there was a point in his life when he was homeless. If he'd have needed somebody to pray for him, who'd he call? He didn't have a house to live in. God gave him a family. Amen. I can pick up my phone tonight before I go to bed if I'm having trouble. And I can put a recording on that prayer line and have no telling how many people praying for me. And that's just my immediate family. Amen. Since I've got saved, God has given me extended family in every place of the world. Isn't that something? There is not a state in the United States of America where I couldn't find help if I needed it. There's a preacher I could call and say, hey, or a missionary I could call and say, hey, I'm broke down. My car's, can you tell me where to go, what to do? Amen. Oh, yeah. I know a fella who was traveling through, called me here a few months ago, and he broke down in Jonesboro. He said, preacher, do you know anybody out here in this area? I said, I sure do. I said, I don't know if he's at home. He travels a lot. I said, but he'll have somebody in his church that probably help you. And I gave him Joe Arthur's cell phone number. He called me back in 30 minutes. He said, preacher, there's somebody already here. Isn't that something? They didn't even know each other. That's family, brother. Amen. Woo, let me close. I hadn't experienced it yet, but I've got a pretty good finish coming. Amen. I have that promise. I have a good finish coming. One of these days we're out of here. Amen. Let's quit majoring on what we don't have. Let's quit majoring on what is wrong. Our offerings hadn't been what they ought to be in a long time. Ever since these houses quit selling and the market went south and all this stuff, all our construction workers out of work, it's been bad. And I could have got up here tonight and say, oh, offering wasn't what it ought to be. Man, we had people saved this weekend. We're broke. We don't have the resources that some of these big First Baptist type churches have. You know, these churches in this area, they're sitting on hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they don't even witness. Son, if we had that much money, there'd be brand new buses sitting out here. I'd say, how you like that public school system? Amen. They got all these resources. Isn't it amazing that here we are with nothing and God's still allowing us to function and keep people out of hell? Amen. Let me tell you something else we have. We have the Spirit of God around here. I could have went on and on and on with that list. We have the Spirit of God. God still moves in this place. God still works in this place. I haven't seen anybody legitimately sleep in this service in a long time. I really haven't. Man, I go in churches where I wonder, how in God's name do y'all get through it? How do you survive? The preacher sounds like a monotone, wah, 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 wah. Charlie Brown's school teacher. Wah, 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 wah. Amen. I'd be one of them husbands in the average Baptist church with my ribs bruised every Sunday where my wife's poking. I'll tell you this story. I ain't got nothing to do with the sermon. Brother Joe Arthur, of course, he's bad to lie, but he told this to be the truth. He said in his church, and it used to be called Jonesboro Baptist Tabernacle, he said, man, his church went to sleep every Sunday and would lay his head back. They would actually snore. Said his son came to him and said, Brother Joe, what can we do about Daddy going to sleep in church every week? He said, I tell you what. He said, next Sunday, right in the middle of the message, he said, when I'm preaching wide open, waxing eloquent, he said, poke your daddy and say, Brother Joe called on you to dismiss. He said, next Sunday, he's wound up preaching. He poked his daddy and said, Brother Joe called on you this man. He stood up right in the middle of the sermon and started praying. Amen. Break a dog from sucking eggs. Amen. But we have the Spirit of God around here. We ought to be thankful. Think about what you do have in Christ Jesus. Amen. As you go to that job you claim you hate. You have that job because He gave it to you. Amen. It may not be the best job in the world, but it's a job. Hallelujah. Just stand to our feet tonight. Brother Todd, would you come? Maybe you could sing us a verse or something if you would. Probably wouldn't hurt us tonight if we just got on the altar and said, Lord, brother, I know them's probably got mixed up. Lord, I'm sorry for complaining. Lord, I just want to say thank you for what I do have.
Yes, sir.
And I realize tonight, God, I have more. My haves outweigh my have nots.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You just mind God tonight. Thank you, Lord.